Time for us to welcome in our friend Chad Finn of the Boston Globe. Hello there, Chad.
Hello, Rich. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Yourself?
No complaints here. It's all good. Oh, it's freezing out today. I was getting used to this global warming New England weather, I guess, that we have to deal with now. But today feels like November, finally.
I know. I mentioned the S word in the weather forecast for the first time, and even though it's just like flurries, I shivered a little bit when I said it.
Yeah, I get flashbacks to my UMaine days when this time of year comes around where you froze your butt off walking past Neville Hall every day. But when you get that beautiful day out of nowhere in March, it was almost all worth it.
Right, right. Oh, yeah. You remember those days when you're sitting on the steps at the library watching the world go by.
Yeah, I know. Campus was just an extension of Alfondarino. It was an ice rink everywhere.
Well, let's talk a little football here to begin this afternoon. My goodness, what a game yesterday. You wrote about it, some vintage Bill Belichick yesterday in game number 1,000.
Well, I think we all know Bill the GM is killing Bill the coach. And we also know that Belichick has lost it and that it was all Brady after all. So we get those three things out of the way, then you can talk about what happened.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. He doesn't know what he's doing.
No, some narratives have died a pretty premature death here this season. I think people who in this market and other markets who were kind of waiting for a Patriots Belichick comeuppance and wanted to see them come back to the pack and be a mediocre to lousy NFL team for a while. They got their 7-9 season, but things are back trending rapidly in the right direction. And they had a remarkable off season, I think we can say right now. Drafting Mac Jones 15, Barmore at 38, and Ramondre Stevenson in the fourth round. That's three guys who are already tremendous playmakers for this team. You know, Stevenson in more of a reduced role. And most of the free agent guys are contributing in a really meaningful to exceptional way. Judon is having an Andre Tippett type of season. Hunter Henry just scores touchdowns like old Chris Carter, I guess. And a lot of the other players are contributing in ways that we're used to seeing Patriots players contribute. I watch Kendrick Bourne and I think of a guy who would have played with Brady like in 2001, like a David Patton. David Givens a couple of years later. Guy who doesn't put up huge numbers, but he's always kind of there when you need him to be. And they got a lot of things right this offseason, and we're seeing the benefits of that now. And suddenly the season's gotten really, really interesting.
Yeah, and I think it's also interesting to note, too, that Bill Belichick, who rarely took Tom Brady out, is now getting Brian Hoyer some playing time, protecting that first-round draft choice there. And it's good to see him get that opportunity. And he was even able to find a way to get Jacoby Myers into the end zone.
The funniest stat I've seen since yesterday, your friend and mine, Michael Hurley, tweeted that this is Hoyer's first touchdown pass since 2010, which he threw to Brandon Tate. As a member of the Patriots. 11 years between touchdown passes, you know you're doing something right to stick around the league. But it was good to see Myers get the touchdown. And one of those, he talked about it after the game. You know, Mac Jones talked about it as well. The team was really happy for him. And you've got a team here who changed a lot. So many guys. You know, the 100 and was it 65 million, whatever it was, they spent in guaranteed money in free agency, the draft picks playing important roles. You don't know how that's going to gel off the field, let alone on. And it's pretty apparent right now that this team's unified. You know, the help four in a row helps with that, some pretty impressive performances. I still think the Chargers win is a little bit underrated because Herbert's such a talented quarterback, but teams come together off the field. And you remember some of the conversation in training camp was, well, you can't cut Cam Newton because he's really popular in the locker room. And that might divide the team up to give that job to the rookie quarterback. And clearly that hasn't been an issue at all. So really a lot of things to like about this team. And the Myers touchdown and the response to it was pretty high on that list yesterday.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you know, too, that Belichick loves having that kind of defense that the Patriots have right now, that they're as much of a threat to score as the offense, and so good at taking the ball away. And then yesterday, just 217 yards and one third down conversion for Cleveland.
Yeah, right. It was the Patriots were 6 for 6 at one point, and Cleveland was 0 for 4, although 0 for 7, I think. But they did have the fourth down conversion for the touchdown that started the game. That feels now like it was from a completely different game. But one of the things you look at, ESPN gets a lot of grief, but they have some tremendous football analysts. Dan Orlovsky's great. I love Lewis Riddick, Ryan Clark, Bruschi, and all of them over the last, most of them over the last 24 hours have sort of broken down how the Patriots defense is doing this. And it's basically interchangeable parts, not necessarily one guy subbing in for another, but versatile abilities of a lot of different players on the field. You can line up Adrian Phillips at strong safety, free safety, kind of an outside linebacker. You can move Judon all over the place. Dont'a Hightower, who looked like he was a little rusty for a while, is suddenly all over the field. And you can see the same thing yesterday for Kyle Van Noy, who played a great game. And it's really hard for an experienced quarterback to figure out what they're doing. As we saw with Brady when they played back at the end of October, through some wrinkles of him that he hadn't seen. And then a guy like Herbert, who's a really talented kid, had a tough time. A guy like Zach Wilson has no chance in the world. And, Mayfield's in year 4 and looked completely lost yesterday. So we're drawing all these comparisons. It's irresistible to the early part of the Brady Belichick years, and one of those comparisons is this defense is has the ability to do a lot of things and move a lot of guys around and not lose anything when players swap positions or do creative things on defense.
I love what Judon brings to the table, and I think you've mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. He looks like a guy who's been with the Patriots for years.
He does, yeah. He's a super charismatic guy, too. His press conferences and Zoom calls have been kind of, you must jump on. Today he got on there, and somebody asked him last week, why are you always in such a good mood? Because he comes in and he just yells at the reporters, good morning, on top of his lungs. And somebody asked him about that again today, and he said, well, what am I supposed to come in, like all cerebral like Devin McCourty? Being myself, that's what he said. But he pops on the field because he's got those red sleeves. If somebody on the Patriots really wanted to fool the viewers, like Van Noy or Hightower, they'd start wearing red sleeves too, and you'd have no idea which one was Judon. But that pops out, and he's all over the place, and he's everywhere. And he's got a real shot now with the Patriots sack record for a single season in the Belichick era. It's 12.5. I think Chandler Jones and Vrabel share it, and he's, 9.5 now. So stays healthy and keeps playing at the level he's at. He's going to race right past that. And I don't know if he's the best defensive free agent signing they've made, because I'm partial to Gilmore. He helped win a Super Bowl, won Defensive Player of the Year, but he's making an argument for that. Just these few short games into his Patriots career.
Well, bad news is it's a short week. The good news is it's the Falcons.
Yeah, I get to watch them play again soon, too, right? Keep the role going. But, sounds like Cordarrelle Patterson, who's been super dynamic for them this year, was a pretty fun player during his one season in New England. And you could see why Belichick liked him. Just an electric athlete, never really made it as a receiver, but as a weapon, he's pretty interesting. Yeah. And he's just coming to his own for the Falcons this year. He's probably out Thursday night. He got hurt yesterday. So Matt Ryan's going to drop back, and he's going to see 6 guys on Kyle Pitts and try not really figure out what option number 2 is. It feels like a mismatch in the making, given how both teams are trending. Falcons got blown out by Dallas yesterday, and down 28-3 at one point. And the Patriots, we know what they're doing. So anything can happen, I guess, in the NFL, but it would be pretty shocking if the Falcons gave the Patriots the game Thursday night.
I'm not a Patriots fan, but yeah, I have to have a special place in my heart for Matt Ryan, who had the good sense to marry a girl from Maine.
He did, yeah, Sarah Marshall, right? Sarah Ryan,
right.
Great high school basketball player and BC star. And Yes, they. I know he's back here quite a bit. He's always they come back and play golf tournaments and things like that in the summer. And by all accounts, one of the great guys in the NFL. So there's a lot of stuff at BC too, and keeps his New England ties. But he's also been very helpful in helping the Patriots win at least one Super Bowl. I'm sure he hears about that whenever he's back in New England. But yeah, he's one of the good guys around.
We're talking with Chad Finn on Downtown. On the Red Sox side of things, Eduardo Rodriguez, 5 years, $77 million with the Detroit Tigers. That doesn't seem like a lot of money to me. Is that an indication that the Red Sox really didn't want to invest that much in him and maybe looking in a different direction?
Yeah, it's interesting because they made him an offer, and it wasn't anything close to this. It became clear that he wasn't coming back fairly recently. Once the market started opening up. And I'm curious kind of why that is with the Sox. I mean, he's inconsistent. He can be frustrating. But they know what the main issue is. And he's really hurt by the infield defense. He had absolutely no support defensively on ground balls at all this year. Well, that infield defense probably isn't changing much next year. He's still going to have Bogaerts, who's steady but doesn't have any range at shortstop. And Devers, who's an adventure at third base, Erod is going to benefit from assuming Detroit has a situation like that. They're supposed to be in on Carlos Correa. That the infield defense will be better. His ERA and all those stats we tend to measure pitchers on will be better. The thing they're going to miss is he. There's great stat today. Over the last 3 years, he's made the most starts of any pitcher on the Red Sox staff, and he missed an entire season in that span. He's been very reliable, except for when he was out with last year with the COVID complications. He came back this year, and numbers weren't always great, but he led the team in wins, threw over 200 innings, which few guys do now, and looks like a pretty good investment when you start digging deeper into the numbers. So I wish him well. He was a good guy, and helped the Red Sox win a World Series here. I still laugh at him spiking his glove when we get that home run off him in the 18 World Series. I hope that contract ends up being a good one for the Tigers because Erod was a good Red Sox.
Ime Udoka, do you think he's questioning his life choices about now, the way this Celtics season has started?
Yeah. Some things are going to get better. They just shot the ball terribly. Tatum's going to snap out of this funk, but it comes and goes on repairing the things that have plagued this team the last couple of years, which is inconsistent effort, bad shot selection, not sharing the ball. Sometimes it looks like it's really working and it's clicking, and other times it's Tatum crossing over six times and taking a step back from 24 feet. And I think it's a work in progress that Udoka is very straightforward about how he feels about things, and maybe that's going to tick off guys in the locker room, but it's kind of refreshing. After Brad really didn't ever criticize guys, at least publicly, it's refreshing to hear the coach say that the same things that are frustrating us watching the game at home are frustrating him, and I don't think he's going to back down. I don't know if he's going to get into a staring contest with Tatum. I get the sense that the players are trying to repair the issues, but, you snap into bad habits sometimes. And Tatum's frustrated, too, by the fact his shots aren't going in. So I think they get it straight, but, right now the fundamental problems with this team make them pretty hard to watch sometimes.
I'll tell you what's fun to watch up here for Maine hockey fans is seeing Jeremy Swayman play as well as he is for the Boston Bruins.
Yeah, it's really good to see, and it's clear that they have a lot of confidence in him already. They gave Allmark a lot of money to come over from the Sabres, and Bruce Cassidy, who we talk about, Udoka being a straight shooter, Cassidy's has never pulled a punch on anything he's ever said, and he's been very praiseful of Swayman, the work ethic he puts in, the time he puts in to learn about players he hasn't faced before, and their habits, shooting habits, things like that. And it's very clear. We saw it late last season, and the way he performed definitely gave him a shot to be the number one guy this year. But the way the team and the front office talks about him, clearly their belief is real, and he's rewarding that pretty early in the season. It's going to be a really good one.
Chad Finn of the Boston Globe with us. Chad, hey, thanks as always. Appreciate you checking in, and we'll visit with you again in a couple of Mondays.
You bet, Rich. Let's keep that snow at bay, huh?
We'll do the best we can just for you.
All right. Take care, man.
All right. See you, Chad. Chad Finn talking with us on Downtown.